ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
The scripture that I was looking at in the course of this week, I think it's Isaiah 54 verse 19. Can you help me? Is it 54 or 59 now? When he say, when the enemy comes, Bible scholar, help me out. Is this Isaiah 54, 19 or 59 what? 59 what? 14? Please check it. Check it for me, those on the console. I want you to please display it for me in the Old Faithful KJV. I want to show you something there. 50 what? 59:19. Please help us. 59:19. He said, when the enemy shall come. So it's a matter of time. But when it comes, he said, like a flood. Bible scholar agree that this is where that comma should be. You know this comma here? Eh? It should be like when the enemy shall come in, comma. If you read Revelation, the Bible talks about that woman who has a child, like which represents a dream, and the devil came after it with a flood, but that the God's kind of flood open up the heart and then swallow up. So when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, it's the same breath in John 10:10. The devil came, but he wasn't the only one who came. Jesus also said, I have come. The master says, I have come. But hey, I didn't come to steal. He said, I have come that they may have life. I love what Amplified says. He said, life to the point of it overflowing. In other words, that life blesses you, and then it blesses others around you. That's why we say we are the light, and we are the salt of the heart. So, the mark of the blood. And then, thirdly, we are born again to a living hope, not a dead hope, a living hope, that in the midst of this trial, your head is always above the waters, a living hope. I mean, it should not be my testimony, that, oh, when I wasn't a Christian, life was better than this. No, 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 no. Life is glorious. In the midst of this trial, we are born again to a living hope. And the Bible says a living hope is better than what? A dead lion. A dead lion is useless. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Praise God. And then what is the present reasons why we have unspeakable joy? Number one, we are God's elect. And then secondly, we are kept by the power of faith. We are kept. We are kept. We are kept. God, we never mismanage our lives. God, we never truncate his plan for our lives. So we are kept. We are kept. You may not feel like it because it's not about feeling. It's a force of faith. We are kept. We are kept. That's why if anything that the devil wants to do is to steal from us. That's why the Bible says that even angels, they desire. Thank you. the desire to look into this project called man. So we are kept. We are kept. We are kept. We are kept. We are kept by the spirit of faith. So please, we can't lose our hope. And then what is the future that we have unspeakable joy? There is an inheritance reserved for us. There is an inheritance. You may not have heard it. The Bible says in Revelation, it said, he who endures to the end shall be what? Shall be saved. And when we endure to the end, there is a crown waiting for us. Jesus is coming back. We have a home in heaven. Everything about our salvation doesn't begin and end here. And that's one of the things we need to keep reminding ourselves. There is a home for us, a glorious home. Where there is no tears, there is no weeping, there is no mourning. And then we come back here, a new heaven and a new heart, where the tabernacle of God resides with men. No more sin, no more weakness. So we have an inheritance. We have an inheritance. Those of us, maybe who are from the privileged background, and you know that your parents have done great investment, you don't feel hopeless about life. It's not that you want them to die, but you know that there is an inheritance kept for you. Praise God. You are working, but hey, there comes a time where there will be an addition to your efforts. So there is an inheritance. And it's all those who have relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. So everything doesn't begin and end here. And so please, don't leave your Christian faith or walk that way. It's dangerous this day how people live. No, everything doesn't begin and end here. Everything is not about what to wear, where to live, what to ride. No. We have an inheritance kept for us. There is a will for us. There is a New Testament. And that eternal life begins from now. Praise God. So all these blessings, past, present, future, serve as the basis for unspeakable joy. Past, we are set apart, we are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, we are born again to a living hope. Present, we are God's elect, we are kept. Even though there are trials, there are trouble, we are still kept. We are kept by the power of God through faith. And then we have a future, we have an inheritance reserved for us. And then there is another thing which I forgot to mention about the future. There is a salvation to be revealed. A salvation to be revealed. And that's why, I mean, you read that in Thessalonians. He said, even when people pass, he said, we have a new body reserved for us. If you read your Bible very well, you will know that inheritance that is reserved for us. You will know that if someone has a physical challenge in their body here, when they are given a new body, they won't be crippled. And these are treasure for Christians, and we need to start reminding ourselves all these things so that when life throws things at us, we don't lose our faith. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. In other words, we are not ruled by the dictates, by the rules and regulations of this world. Hallelujah. What am I saying this morning? We can rejoice in trials. No matter the degree of deprivation that this life throws at us, Christ, I love that song, is enough for us. Christ is all that we need. At this point in our lives, in my life, in your life, there is no turning back. I said to myself each day, where will I go? To an abalist that I left? Where will I go? To the arm of flesh? The only place, that's why my feet are designed that way. If God wants me to look back, this is how I will be walking.
But the only place for me to go and gain motion is forward. It's forward. And some of our military, they've taken that, like Navy. They say, oh, whatever. You have to just go forward. You have to go. If you read the book, The Pilgrim Progress, you find out that, I mean, what was depicted in that book, the journey of some people is like from the beginning of this platform to the end of that platform. But some people walk. And then just like the little area to cover, they just give up on their Christian walk. No, we can't. We can't. That's why Paul says, in all these things, in all these things, if you read Hebrews, the Bible says that some of our patriarchs, they saw the promises from afar off. They were not even able to test it. So, you see, some of the threats that we give to God, that if God doesn't do it, then he doesn't love us, then we can backslide, front slide. No. Please, we can. Even if you don't touch it, the Bible talks about that some of our patriarchs, they died in faith. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, we are on a better pedestal than them. So we have the promise of the Father. And Jesus is our joy, is our peace. And he has complete all things for us. Praise the Lord. Let me just tidy it up. How can Christians find joy in trials? It's very clear. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18, when you are faced with challenges, hey, throw this up. He said, we are looking. Everybody is looking. But the difference is that we are looking. Whatever it is, the Bible regards it as what? A light. It's affliction, but the Bible's perspective to it is that it's a what? A light. And if you read Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, he said, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is a beautiful exchange with me. He said, my own body is light. So when you are going through anything, please, one of the ways to activate your joy is to regard it as a light affliction, which is but for a moment. But that same trial, that same affliction is also working, for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So as we are looking, we are not just looking at the things which are seen. We are looking at the things which are not seen. For the ones which are seen are temporary. But the ones which are not seen, they are what? So the weight of glory, if it's going to be revealed in your life and in my life, we must be looking at things which are not seen. So you look at things which are not seen. James 1:4 also say to us, he said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. So, when Christian, how can we find joy? Number one is to look at things which are not seen. Secondly, is to count it. When that thing comes, count it all joy. When you fall, it's not just one. It said diverse trials, diverse temptation, count it all joy. So my message today is that we can rejoice in spite of afflictions of life, in spite of heartbreak, in spite of frustration, even in spite of death, we can rejoice. Because this provides an opportunity to develop strength of character in our faith work. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. And how can the Christian maximize this joy? Hey, because we must admit, not everybody has it. We respond to different things, different way in life. But how can we maximize it? Number one, we must love Jesus. And we must believe, secondly, in Jesus. We must love him. That's what Peter said. He said, though we have not seen him, yet we love him. Though we have not seen him, yet we believe in him. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. What are the things that drain our joy? Quickly, as I round this up. Number one, anxiety and worries. Anxiety and worries. Can you please quickly help me today? Proverbs 15:13, let's quickly go through this and the scriptures. Anxiety and worries. So a merry heart makes what? A cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. So anxiety and worries. What is anxiety? What is worry? Where your heart is filled with the thought of things that maybe will never happen. Secondly, what that thing that drains our joy? Unmet expectations. Proverbs 14, verses 12 to and 13. Proverbs 14, 12 and 13. Unmet expectations. He said there is a way that seems right to a man. So you are out there, you are making the effort. But hey, sometimes if you don't ask God, the hand may be no road. But even in laughter, that's the other thing, you can flip. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the hurt of the heart may be grief. But hey, your relationship with God, laughter can help you sort things out. Drawing. So second thing, unmet expectations. This is the 11th month in the year of newness. So some people say, I've not seen newness. And this is the 11th month. Harvest of 10 years in 1 year, I haven't seen it. But hey, can I give you a counsel this morning? God doesn't work within the calendar month. So even if you haven't seen, that doesn't mean his word has failed. Even in accounting world, there is what they call accounting. You carry certain things into the new accounting year, Abby. And this is a good credit. God's word doesn't fail. So you carry it over. You carry it over. You carry it over. But hey, I have good news for you. He made heavens and earth in 7 days. So there's still room. Even up till 1 minute to 12 on December 31st in our own calendar year. He can still do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ever ask or think. So sometimes is unmet expectations. It drains our energy. Thirdly, fear, doubt, unbelief. Fear. They are cousins. That's why I put them together. Fear, doubt, unbelief. They are triplets. And Proverbs 12:25. It said, anxiety in the heart causes what? Please read with me. But a good word. So how do you get the good word? In the word of God. In the word of God. So when your heart is filled with fear, with doubt, with unbelief, get a word. The fourth one is weariness. Weariness, it drains our joy. Proverbs 13:12. Weariness. Sometimes it's hope deferred. It makes the heart sick. But when the desire come to pass, it is what? A tree of life. For that desire to come to pass, draw with joy. And lastly today, cares of this world. Cares of this world. It drains our joy. And I want you to please go back home, study the interpretation of the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4. If you read Mark chapter 4, verses 13 to 20, the Bible talks about the different grants when we receive the prophetic word. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell among thorns. Some fell on the rock. He said, but hey, some fell on the good ground. But the Bible refers, when Jesus was interpreting, he said, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. So this week, draw joy. Maintain your joy by speaking, by shouting, by singing. I expect a response. You know what? My brothers and sisters, Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So joy holds everything together for divine intervention to take place in your heart. In your life, joy supplies strength. Joy increases the supply of the spirit. Joy guarantees healing, health, deliverance, wholeness. And where joy is missing, hey, it drains. There is frustration, there is disappointment. In Joel chapter 1, verse 12, it says, things are not working because joy has withered. Joel 1:12. Joy has withered from the hearts of men. But in the same Joel chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says we can rejoice. Joel 3:18, can you give me? It said, and it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and the valley of Acacias. I leave you with this verse today, Romans 15:13. He said, I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust him. Then your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the precious name of Jesus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,